few halachot ben Bikram Megillah. We're reading from the Sefer Kava Yashar. Yesh b'Megillah kama shemot kodesh haremuzim b'rashe tevot o b'sofe tevot. In the Megillah itself, while there's no explicit name of Hashem, there are many remazim in the Rashi Tevot, in the Sofet Tevot, v'ra'ui shi'chaven b'hem. That when you read the Megillah, if you know where those Shemot are, you should have Kavanah when you reach them. Kibichol mo'ed u'mo'ed, when every holiday rolls around, yesh b'hem kidushot v'sodot nifla'im. The holiday itself is rich with great, great secrets and powers. V'yesh olamot hadashim kidushim, and there's new worlds, holy worlds, shemitgalim, rak b'pam b'shana, just once a year, u'matchilim etgalot b'tchilat kriyat ha-Megillah. And all this kedusha begins when you read the Megillah. Ma'al ken, yilbash harada b'berchato ha-Mekra Megillah, when he says the beracha, he should be filled with fear, v'yichaven al gilui orot elu, when you mechaven Megillah, legalot, is to reveal these holy orot that are going to come down to the world. וגם סיבור השמועים יכוונו דעתם לזה. The Bein Ish Chai writes in Torah Lishma, סימן קוף צדיהה, מי שנמצא בבית הכנסת בעת קריאת המגילה, even though he heard the Megillah already, but he was sitting in the Bet Knesset, and the second minyan came, or whatever it is, and they're reading the Megillah, אף הפי שכבר יצא ידי חובת בקריאתה במניין הקודם, טוב ונכון להרמיד שלא יצא באמצע קריאתה. He should not leave. It's good not to leave. טוב ונכון. כמו שאין מניחים ספר תורה ויוצאים. Just like in the middle of ספר תורה when they're reading, you don't get up and walk out. So טוב ונכון להרמיד, not to walk out in the Megillah.